Kellogg's Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Clark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
In the crowded, smoke-filled back room of a small-town general store in Montana, a group of men gather in angry conference. The insistent pounding of a fist on a table silences the confusion of voices, and one man, obviously the leader, addresses the wrathful assembly.
All right, boys, all right. Quiet down. Let's have some order around here. Well, that's better. Now, Mr. Cooley, one last question.
As many as you like, Mr. Morton.
Are you sure that wild herd of bighorn sheep up in the mountains is diseased?
I am.
And you think they're spreading the disease in our domestic sheep?
I don't see how else your domestic herds could be getting it.
Well, your word's good enough for me, so I'm for wiping out the bighorn. How about the rest of you?
Now, wait a minute there.
What's the matter, Bemis?
You can't decide to wipe out a whole herd of wild animals just like that. Why don't you call in somebody from the conservation department first?
Mr. Bemis, by the time the Conservation Bureau gets around to investigating your problems and doing something about it, 90% of your own sheep will be dead.
You know, I agree with Mr. Cooley. This is something we've got to handle ourselves.
But you can't slaughter that whole herd of bighorn. It ain't right.
We'll put it to a vote right now. All those in favor of wiping out the bighorn, say aye.
Aye.
All those against?
No.
Then it's settled. We'll get a man to clean out those mountains and kill every cursed bighorn for 500 miles around.
Bighorn spell big adventure for Mark Trail.
And listen, if you'd like to hit the adventure trail, help build up strength, help build up energy, help build up strong bones and steady nerves with that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Of course, it'll take more than one serving of Kellogg's Pep to help you build up like a lumberjack, but Kellogg's Pep, with milk and sugar, day after day, will give you a powerhouse of food elements you need to build up strength, energy, and nerve. So put Pep in your breakfast bowl. Marvelous multi-flavored Pep has more vitamins than any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal. Why, just one serving gives you a full day's need of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. And mark this, PEP also stands for prize in every package. I'll tell you about those swell prizes in a little while. Meanwhile, remember, if you want to feel fit for fun, ask your mother when she goes shopping to bring you a package of Kellogg's Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep.
It is early morning, and the rays of a bright sun wash the shadows from the foothills of the Bitterroot Mountains in western Montana. Two riders suddenly appear at the timberline and, holding their mounts at a steady distance-eating lope, begin a gradual ascent up the rock-strewn slopes of the mountain range.
How high do we have to go, Mark?
Oh, we should begin to spot some bighorn sheep any time now, Scotty.
I thought they hung around the tops of the mountains.
Oh, generally they do. But in winter, they come closer to the timberline. More food down here and less snow.
What do bighorn sheep look like, Mark?
Well, they're grayish-brown in color. Look very much like domestic sheep, except for a pair of big horns which jut out of their foreheads and curl way around back of their head. They run wild. No one's been able to tame them like domestic sheep. They're about the best big game in the country.
Hmm? Even better than hunting bears?
Just about as good, Scotty. And are they cagey critters? Awfully hard to stalk, and they live in pretty rough country.
I'll say they do.
And they got eyes of a cat and see for amazing distances. And the way they get over rocks and crags, why, they skip and run where we'd be crawling on our hands and knees.
Well, if they're that good, how do you expect to get close enough to take pictures of them?
No, I don't. I'm using a special telephoto lens in my camera. Even then, I'll be lucky to get any decent close-ups.
Hey, what's the matter with the horses, Mark?
I don't know. They may smell something.
Easy, Gypsy, easy. I suppose there's a mountain lion around?
I don't see it. Hey, wait a minute. There, over by that rock.
A lion?
No, a sheep. A bighorn's dead.
Come on, Gypsy, you're going to hurt you. What happened to it, Mark? Did it fall off that cliff up there or something?
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, boy, whoa, whoa.
Who up? Who?
Wait, I'll tell you, Scotty. No, it was shot. Fairly recently, too.
Must be a hunter around.
It's strange you should leave the carcass like this. Hunters usually take the head and horns as a trophy.
Hey, that guy's close.
Look, Scotty. We're at the slope, on that ledge.
A bighorn, three of them.
And one is going to his knees.
Boy, that hunter's some shot. Hey, you got another one.
Well, isn't he satisfied with what he's got already?
Oh, golly, Mark, look, the last one's just a kid.
Lord, he shot the kid, too.
Oh, that's mean.
Of all the thoughtless, selfish... Why, that man isn't hunting sheep. He's slaughtering them wholesale.
Hey, I see him. Way up there on that other ledge.
Oh, yes, thanks, Scotty.
Hey, what are you taking his picture for?
I know what he looks like. Can't see his face from here, but this telephoto lens may get it.
He's going away, Mark.
That's all right. There, I got a good shot of him. Now, we're going back to the hotel where I can develop this picture and see that man's face. From now on, Scotty, we're hunting for a selfish, brutal killer.
How's it turning out, Mark? Will the picture show the man's face?
Yeah, we'll see in a minute, Scotty. As soon as I run the print through the developer. The negative looked promising, though.
Sure was nice of the hotel to let you set up your equipment in the bathroom here.
No, I never been able to process the shot otherwise. Here we are now.
Well, let's see, Mark.
I got him, Scotty. I got him.
Yeah, perfect shot. Full face.
Oh, he's a mean-looking customer. Now, as soon as this picture dries, we're going to start showing it to people. We'll find this man if we have to turn the whole town upside down.
Like your idea wasn't so hot after all, Mark. The hotel owner didn't know the man. The post office clerk didn't know him. The sheriff didn't know him.
There's one place left, Scotty. This one right here.
In the general store? Oh, Mark, how do you expect to find out anything in here?
In small towns like this, the man who runs the general store usually knows everything that's going on. Let's see. That must be his name on the door there.
Al Bemis, proprietor.
Okay, let's go in.
Boy, sure is crowded in here.
Oh, that must be Mr. Bemis behind the counter. Oh, Mr. Bemis?
Eh? Oh, evening, mister. Didn't see you come in. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a rather strange request, Mr. Bemis. I'd like you to identify a man in the picture I have.
Oh?
All right, boys, let's go back and get started. Yeah, come on. Come on, Bemis.
In a minute, Mr. Martin. I have a customer here.
Got a hot poker game waiting for you back there?
No, not exactly. Now, you wanted me to look at a picture.
Yes, here it is.
Uh-huh.
Do you recognize that man's face? Have you ever seen it before?
Who are you, mister?
The name is Trail. Mark Trail.
Mark Trail, huh? Heard that name someplace before. Trail. Oh, why, sure. You take them pictures for Wildlife Magazine, don't you?
Some of them, yes. But about this picture, Mr. Bemis.
Why are you asking about him, Trail?
I saw him this morning on one of the cliffs above the timberline. He was slaughtering bighorn sheep, shooting them indiscriminately.
I see.
You know him, don't you, Mr. Bemis? You recognize his face.
I'll tell you, Trail. I won't say I do know him, and I won't say I don't. But take my advice. Don't go mixing up with him. He's a rough customer.
Mark, look, it's him. Coming into the store with that other guy.
Well, what do you know?
Be careful, Trail.
Oh, Pop.
Oh, evening, Mr. Haskell, Mr. Cooley.
Evening, Bemis. The other man here yet?
In the back room waiting for you.
Thanks. All right, come on, Haskell.
Just a minute.
Beg your pardon?
Not you. You, Haskell.
Yeah? What do you want?
Is this your picture?
Yeah, ain't very flattering, but I guess it's me, all right. How'd you get this?
I took it myself this morning.
Oh, yeah?
You're a pretty good hunter, aren't you, Haskell?
Not pretty good, pal. Very good. One of the best.
But your talents are wasted around here, Haskell. You should go to the stockyards and use an axe.
Huh?
Then you could slaughter sheep to your heart's content.
Watch him, Mark. He's going to jump you.
I hope he does.
Go on, Cooley.
Hold on, will you?
What does that punk think he is talking to me like that?
Just a guy who doesn't believe in killing for the sake of killing. A guy who thinks hunting should be a sport, not a massacre.
You do? Well, I'll massacre you.
Not in my store. You don't know Shree. Now, cut that out.
And get that fool out of here, Bemis.
All right. But you take him inside now. Mr. Morton's expecting
him. All right, come on. Don't let me catch you around here again, punk. I'll show you what a massacre is.
Anytime, Haskell. Anytime you say.
Yeah. Now, look, Trail, if I was you, I'd make myself scarce around here.
Well, because of him?
Well, not exactly. I imagine you could handle yourself in a scrap with Haskell, all right. But you can't fight a whole town, Trail.
A whole town?
Well, that's what you'd be doing if you tried to stop him from killing Bighorn.
Well, what do you mean? What's going on here, Mr. Bemis?
Haskell isn't hunting on his own, Trail. He's being paid to kill them Bighorn. Paid by the sheepmen. $50 a head.
But why?
Because they think the Bighorn are infecting their own domestic sheep, spreading the disease that's killing them off.
Or have they had government veterinaries check their herds?
No, Mr. Cooley didn't think they should bother with that.
Cooley? He's the man who was with Haskell?
That's right. He's the local supply agent. Gets the sheepmen serums and medicines and the like. He says Bighorn are infecting the sheep.
Well, how can he be so sure?
I don't know. But the sheepmen are taking his word for it. He was one got Haskell for him.
Who's in charge around here? Who's the leader of all these sheepmen?
Mr. Morton. He's chairman of the association. He's running a meeting in the back room now.
He is, eh? Well, Mr. Bemis, take me back there. That meeting is going to have a guest speaker.
Stay back here, Trail. You can see and hear everything. You too, son.
Okay, Mr. Bemis.
Now, Mr. Haskell, according to your reports, you've killed 6 Bighorn already.
That's right, Mr. Morton. 4 today and 2 yesterday.
Great Scott, 6 of
them.
Easy,
Trail.
And how many do you figure are left in the herd?
Between 15 and 20. I think I can wipe them up in another 2 weeks.
Not while I'm around, you won't.
Hey, it's you again, huh?
That's right. You're not killing any more Bighorn, Haskell.
Oh, just a minute there. Who are you and how'd you get in here?
The name is Mark Trail. And I walked in, thank you. Now listen to me, all of you. You're going about this the wrong way. Wiping out the Bighorn isn't the way to stop the disease that's killing your sheep.
There's no other way.
Hurry, man, let's get on with the meeting.
Now, wait a minute, please. I can get a qualified government inspector here in 3 days, just 3 days. And he'll tell you definitely whether the Bighorn are infecting your sheep.
And how's he going to do that? Ask a Bighorn to stick his tongue out and say, The Bighorn have to be examined alive, and you know it. It'd take 5 men a week to catch one of them.
I'll bring one back myself in 3 days. Just give me a chance. Now, you're all sportsmen, and I'm sure deep down in your hearts, you don't really want to kill off the Bighorn. So what do you say? Just 3 days.
And what if you don't make it?
If I don't make it, then you can do what you please. And let your conscience be your guide.
Well,
let's put it to a vote, Mr. Martin.
All right. All those in favor of getting Trail the 3 days he wants, say aye.
Aye.
All those against?
No. This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cooley. The men are for it.
Thank you, Mr. Morton. Thank you all.
You shouldn't have held me back, Cooley. I'd have fixed Trail so he could never have opened his big yap again.
Sorry, now I didn't give you the chance, Haskell.
So what now? Don't like the idea of losing that $50 a head.
And I don't like the idea of bringing a government inspector around.
So maybe we better do something to protect our interests, huh?
Think we can?
Well, this is pretty rough country. Awful lonesome. Got a lot of high cliffs and accidents could happen mighty easy.
Okay, Haskell, go ahead. See to it that Trail and the kid have an accident. A bad one.
Horse brutal features twisted into an evil sneer. Haskell nods and watches grimly as Mark leaves the meeting with Scotty and Mr. Bemis. Will Mark be able to capture a Bighorn alive and bring it back safely? We'll continue in a moment, so stand by. Capture a Bighorn alive. Even for Mark Trail, that's a big assignment.
And what a big assignment this would be for you. Suppose you're out in the woods on a camping trip, and suppose one of your friends says, "Hey, bet I can chop through that log before you can. Ready, set, go."
Ah, boy, this wood chopping gets to be rough exercise.
But you don't mind. You've made Kellogg's Pep a main part of your breakfast every single day. Yes, sir. Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Wheat in its most delicious form. Toasted flakes. Ready to eat, fun to eat. Wonderful with milk and sugar. Well, you're halfway through the log now, but so's your friend. Time to call on all the strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves you've been building up, helped by that powerhouse of food elements in a daily dish of Pep. Now you feel fit for fun, and it is fun. You win! with a final burst of energy. Yes, it sure pays to eat pep. Sure pays to feel fit for fun. And you know, PEP also means prize in every package. Before the show's over, I'll be back to tell you all about those swell prizes. Till then, remember, you'll have your fun and eat it, too, with Kellogg's Pep.
It is late evening in the general store, and with the help of the proprietor, Mr. Bemis, Mark and Scotty are completing preparations for their trip into the mountains to capture a bighorn sheep.
Well, I guess that just about fills the bill, Mr. Bemis.
I've given you everything you wanted.
You certainly have, and thanks a lot. Pack all that stuff in tight, Scotty.
Yeah, Mark, I am.
Now, how much do I owe you for the supplies, Mr. Bemis?
Not a cent.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
No, I won't take a penny. I never was for killing off the bighorn, so this is my way of helping you prove the sheep men are wrong.
It's real big of you, Mr. Bemis. I appreciate it.
Forget it.
Tell me something, though. When did all this start?
Oh, nearly a month ago. Sheep started dropping like flies. Some of the men would lose 15, 20 a day. Morton, he's lost the most so far, and then Granger and Lewis and Fox, they've all lost plenty.
Well, didn't they try any special kind of treatment?
Oh, sure, but nothing worked. Mr. Cooley brought in extra serum and everything. It didn't do no good.
Cooley's the supply agent for this area, you say?
Sort of middleman. He gets the stuff from the big companies back east and retails it to the sheepmen.
Must be all right, then.
Yes, it is. I never use it, though. Got my own way of handling my sheep.
You ever hurt too?
Sure. My son takes care of them whilst I run the store. I don't have no trouble with my herd. I ain't lost one.
You haven't, eh?
Okay, Mark. We're all set.
Thanks, Scotty. Be with you in a minute. Listen, Mr. Bemis. Do you think you can get hold of some of Cooley's serum?
Oh, expect I can.
Will you, as soon as you can?
Okay, but why?
Oh, just an idea I have. Well, I'd better be going now. So long, Mr. Bemis. See you in 3 days.
So long, Trail, and good luck. I'm afraid you're going to need it.
Watch yourself on this ledge, Scotty. It's getting very narrow.
Boy, I'll see. It's a good thing we left the horses behind. They'd never be able to make it.
Well, this is practically a highway to a bighorn.
You think we'll find any along here, Mark?
I'm not really looking for one now, Scotty. Just trying to figure out their path through these crags and cliffs.
What for?
Well, we spotted quite a few of them here this morning. I figure this must be where the herd hangs out.
How much farther do we go?
Well, right here. This is the spot I'm looking for.
Well, what do we do here?
We set a trap.
A trap? Why?
Oh, it'd be useless to try and track down or chase a bighorn, Scotty. Not just the two of us, anyway. So, we'll let the bighorn come to us instead.
Well, how can you be sure that one will?
Well, this is a well-traveled path from the looks of the ground. It's narrow, too. Cliff wall on one side, and a sheer drop on the other. So the sheep won't be able to avoid the trap too easily. All right, Scotty. Come on, now. Uncoil those ropes and let's get to work. I want to finish before darkness.
Okay, Mark.
And, Scotty, don't touch the ropes with your bare hands. Rub your gloves in the dirt. I don't want to get any more human scent on them than I can help. The bighorn have keen noses.
Do you really think this will work, Mark?
It's got to work, Scotty. It's our only chance.
Getting awful restless just sitting, Mark. My 3 days are almost up.
Nothing else to do, Scotty. Sit tight and hope.
Only a couple of hours left.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Scotty. Look. There's a herd of bighorn coming this way.
Hey, Mark, look at that big fella. He's walking toward the trap. Come on, bighorn, another step. Another. Put that hoof into the trap. Come on now.
Scotty, he stepped into it. We've caught ourselves a bighorn. We've got him.
Mark, what's that noise?
Rock slide. Flat against the cliff.
What a time for a rock slide.
Stay flat. Flat as a can.
Yeah. Ooh-wee, that was a close one. What do you think started it?
I'm not sure.
You think the bighorns sensed that we caught one of them and ran off, loosening the rocks that way?
Could be. But I have a hunch it was a two-legged animal.
What?
The timing was too pat. We catch a bighorn, and we have a rock slide.
Do you think that guy Haskell is hanging around?
Wouldn't be a bit surprised. Come on. Let's hike up to the trap, Scotty. But keep your eyes open for trouble. do it. He can't move now. That hypo I gave him made him groggy. He won't give us any trouble.
He better not. It's going to be a tough job carrying him off this ledge and down the slope to the horses.
I'll go down and get the horses, Scotty. Bring them up the slope as close to this ledge as I can.
Okay, but be careful, Mark. It's starting to get awful dark. Mark, somebody's shooting.
Yes, and a duck, too.
Keep down, Scotty. Mark, you suppose it's Haskell again?
Of course it's Haskell. Haskell, what are you trying to do, murder us?
Don't mind if I do, Trail.
Oh, you can't get away with this.
I don't see anybody stopping me.
Mark, he's got us pinned down here. We can't get off the ledge.
Scotty, get behind that boulder. Don't stick your head out, whatever you do. Just keep yelling at Haskell to distract him.
What are you going to do?
Try and get off this ledge. It's getting dark now. He may not notice me.
But Mark.
Then I can circle around the base of the slope and come up behind him.
Mark, you're taking an awful chance.
Got to. Now, remember, stay behind that boulder where it's safe.
Good luck, Mark. Hey, you are, Haskell. Bet you can't hit a barn with a handful of beans.
We'll see about that.
Ah, you missed by a mile. Whoever said you were a crack shot?
Beat your pal's Trail with a bullseye any day. How about it, Trail? I heard you were such a good shot.
What do I do now? He's leaving it up to me to answer you, Haskell. He says you're not worth bothering about for him.
Oh, no? Hey, what's going on there? Oh, I get it. Going a fast one, huh? Well, I can fix that, okay?
Mark! Mark!
Too bad, kid. Your pal just had an accident. There he goes all the way down the slope. His hunting days are over.
Disregarding his own personal danger, Scotty leans over the edge of the cliff and stares fearfully down into the shadowy gloom of the slope below. He sees only the last tumbling movement of a rolling mass far down at the base of the slope, and then nothing. We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening.
Say, there's a prize waiting for you. Yes, sir, a prize in every box of Kellogg's Pep, those marvelous multi-flavored flakes of wheat. It's a gaily colored statuette. Yeah, a little toy football, baseball, or basketball player. Maybe a cowboy, or an Indian, or an animal. Now, each statuette stands on its own pedestal. Sure, so you can use them in toy villages. Move them around. Let them ride your electric trains. Why don't you start a collection? Trade them. Get all 18. You'll find a bright new statuette peeking through its own cellophane wrapper right inside your box of Pep. No box stops to mail, no money to send, no long days to wait. Just find your statuette and have a feast of fun with those crisp toasted flakes of marvelous multi-flavored Pep. So tell Mother to pick the package with P-E-P on the front. That's P-E-P for Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. P-E-P for prize in every package. That's Kellogg's Pep.
In the darkening night, Scotty crouches on the ledge where he and Mark Trail captured a bighorn sheep. A short while before, he and Mark were caught on the ledge by Haskell's accurate shooting. Mark made Scotty hide behind a boulder and went off, hoping to surprise Haskell from behind. Then, without warning, a shot rang out, and Mark seemed to tumble hundreds of feet below to his death. 5, 10, 15 minutes pass, with Scotty too shocked to move. And then...
Haskell's fighting days are over, Scotty.
Mark!
He's wrapped up and ready for delivery to the authorities.
Mark, you're alive!
Pinch me if you don't believe it, Scotty.
But I thought... I heard you yell. I saw you go all the way down the slope.
You saw a rock go down the slope. It was an act I put on for Haskell's benefit, to make him think he got me. After that, it was easy for me to get him.
Oh, golly, Mark.
Let's get a move on, Scotty. Our 3 days are almost up.
If you ask me, we've given Trail enough time.
Now, wait a minute there, Mr. Morton. Give Trail a chance to get back.
The 3 days are up, Emmett. He's had his chance.
Where are you boys going?
Up to the mountains. We're all going to hop down those cursed bighorns.
Don't think that'll be necessary, Mr. Morton.
Trail.
By cracky, I knew you'd make it.
I don't see that he's made it.
Where's the Bighorn Trail?
Outside, on my horse.
On your horse?
Yes. And I've got a friend of yours draped over the other horse, Cooley.
Friend of mine?
Yep. Haskell. He wasn't a very good shot this trip. He missed me every time.
Missed you? What are you talking about? And what's that got to do with me?
I don't know yet.
I think I can help you out on that trail. You gave me a couple of ideas just before you left, and I did some checking up for you.
I hoped you would, Mr. Bemis.
Check it up on what, Bemis?
On Mr. Cooley's serums. The stuff he's been selling you for your sheep.
Now, what are you driving at? My serums come from big laboratories. They're all guaranteed.
When they leave the lab, sure. But when you get them, you cut them down, start diluting them, so that you can make two shots out of one, so that you can make 100% profit on the deal.
What? Why, that's not a lot.
Right time it is. I tested one of your serums myself. Ain't strong enough to keep the poor sheep from getting mosquito bites, much less stop any disease.
There's your answer, Mr. Morton. The serums you were using were no good. I knew they should have stopped the spread of the disease. Your sheep were infecting each other.
No! It was the Bighorn!
You can examine the Bighorn I have outside. He's in good shape. You try to blame it on the Bighorn to cover yourself. And then you rang in your friend Haskell to make an extra profit for killing off the herd.
It's a lie, I tell you!
Now I've heard enough. Lewis, Granger.
Yeah.
Take this weasel out of here. Lock him up in the back room and call the sheriff. Mr. Trail, I don't know what to say. Well, sir, I'm ashamed of myself for having allowed this slaughter to go on.
We're none of us too old to learn something, Mr. Morton. And the lesson of conservation is one of the most important. If you've learned it, I'm satisfied.
Gosh, Mark, I'm tired.
To tell the truth, Scotty, so am I. Be nice to get back to Lost Forest, build a fire in the fireplace, and just take it easy.
Yes, that would be nice. But that's not what's going to happen. On Wednesday, Lost Forest has a visitor. A visitor with cat's eyes and the strength of a lion, which roams through the woodlands attacking everything it meets. When Mark finally catches up with this monster, there's a struggle to the finish. Tune in, same time, same station on Wednesday, and find out what happens to Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail.
Remember to tune in then next Wednesday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley plays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Albert Alley, directed by Drex Hines. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.